Locker room chats continue here on 103.9 KNZA for the MSU Sports Radio Network. Our Jackson Heights locker room chat here continuing. Our locker room chat here provided by Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson, Farmer Stand Bank in Holton, and Ron Kirk's Body Shop. Worth boys head coach for the Jackson Heights Cobra is Brett Plattner. It's been a couple of games the last time we spoke, coach, including the conclusion of the Thunder Classic, which you ended with a victory over the Troy Trojans 63-57. Maybe we'll squeeze that one out at the end, but again, it's been three games the last time we spoke, two losses and a victory. Coach, tell me about the last three games for you and your team.
Yeah, starting with campus last Thursday, obviously that's a 6A school from Wichita that, you know, we knew there'd be a challenge going in, not only because of, you know, the size of their school, but, you know, watching on film just the level of their play. And, you know, they certainly played similar to Rock Creek in the fact that they got up full court and tried to pressure the ball and played a very physical and intense style of basketball. And, you know, some cases during the game we had some good moments, and there's some cases we had some bad moments, but, you know, we talked about that last week. That's what we go to that tournament for, is to see an increased in a fast physical style of play that gets us used to high levels of competition. And I thought we were able to use those performances and swing that into Friday versus Troy, and a back and forth game in the end, but a victory over a quality and well-coached opponent in Troy. And the boys were certainly happy to get that one, because we've been talking about the process leading up to it of, you know, don't get so fixated on the results, even though the results are important, to trust the process we're going through. And that process played out in good fashion. First Friday, we were able to move the ball well, knock down some shots. Everybody's able to contribute and, for the most part, do a reasonable job on some of their key players to limit them offensively. And we swung that into Tuesday versus a top-end opponent in our league with Valley Falls. And it was certainly a game that had a lot of runs here and there, and we put ourselves in a position near the end to have a couple possessions that we could close down the lead and maybe make it close. But unfortunately, last night, and those shots weren't able to fall, and that happens sometimes. But I feel confident, and the boys should feel confident, that if we get those opportunities again and we put ourselves in those positions again, then I trust them and they should trust themselves to be successful.
Well, I feel like there's a saying that it's always hard to play a team twice in a season. It's even truer when it's to play a team three times. You come away with your second victory of the year against Troy, the three times you've met the team. But you look in the second part of this season, you got a lot of rematches from the earlier part of the season, with upcoming here on Thursday, Oskaloosa, a team you lost to earlier on the year, and of course also Horton coming up next week as well, a team that you took a victory on earlier on the season. I mean, what are going to be some matchup keys against these teams that you've already seen before earlier on this year?
Yeah, you mentioned it with Troy, and basketball's a long season now, 23 games instead of 20, and, you know, there's a constant ebb and flow, and there's constant changing of dynamics, team culture, team styles of play. And I think if you watched our Troy first game all the way back in December to the game we played at the Nemaha Central Tournament, there's definitely some stylistic differences between both teams, and things that both teams do certainly different from those times. And I would imagine the second time around we play teams in the league, there's going to be some changes, there's going to be some alterations and some keys that, you know, they change on their scout, we change on our scout. And I feel confident, and I feel hopeful that, you know, I have a good staff around me that's able to very critically and analytically look at basketball and take some of the strengths and weaknesses from the first time around when we played teams and develop a successful game plan for the second time around. And I know the boys trust us and hopefully trust us to put us in those situations to be successful. So we're going to be working on those keys to success this week as we play Oskaloosa the second time around and a quality JCN opponent on Friday, and hopefully put these boys in a position to be successful, make sure that they understand when they're on the floor where the keys to success are going to be on offense and what players on the opposing teams that we need to limit and try to stop on defense.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 7 of our locker room chat.
Thanks as always, Grinning.
That was head coach Brett Plattner from the Jackson Heights Cobra boys. This locker room chat, again, has been provided by Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson, Farmer State Bank in Holton, and Rong's Kirk Body Shop. Jackson Heights upcoming Thursday, Friday, back-to-back games, Oskaloosa, JCN, and then next Tuesday against the Horton Chargers.